Hong Kong Observatory. From Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at http://en.wikipedia.org. Hong Kong Observatory, formerly known as the Royal Observatory before 1997, is a department of the government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China. The observatory forecasts weather and issues warnings on weather-related hazards. It also monitors and makes assessments on radiation levels in Hong Kong and provides other meteorological and geophysical services to meet the needs of the public and the shipping, aviation, industrial, and engineering sectors. Part 1. Overview. The observatory was established in 1883. Early operations include meteorological and magnetic observations, a time service based on astronomical observations, and a tropical cyclone warning service. The Hong Kong Observatory was built in Tsim Sha Tsui, Kowloon Peninsula, in 1883. Observatory Road in Tsim Sha Tsui is so named based on this landmark. The observatory is now surrounded by skyscrapers as a result of rapid urbanization. However, it remains unrelocated. As a result of high greenhouse gas emission, the reflection of sunlight off buildings and the surfaces of the roads, as well as the reducing vegetation, the location suffers from the heat island effect. The recorded temperatures by the observatory saw a rapid rise from 1980 to 2005, consequently. In 2002, the observatory opened its resources center, providing information on weather, climate, oceanology, meteorology, and other related information. Part 2. Outreach activities and publicity. The Friends of the Observatory, an interest group set up in 1996 to help the observatory to better identify the needs of the public, now has more than 4,600 members. The activities organized for the Friends of the Observatory include regular science lectures and visits to the observatory's facilities. Newsletters are also published for members once every 4 months. The observatory regularly organizes visits by secondary school students. This outreach program was extended to primary school students and the elderly in recent years. A roving exhibition for the public was also mounted in shopping malls in 2003. To promote understanding of the services provided by the observatory and their benefits to the community, over 50 press releases were issued and 7 media briefings were held in 2003. A conveniently located resource center is open to the public for easy access of information provided by the observatory. This sound file, as well as all text in the article, are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at http://www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdr.html.